Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Happy Saturday and welcome to The Sports Page, right here on Next Gen Media. I'm your host, Ashton Nix.
I'm bald.
Bald?
Yes. Bald.
Not one of your best ones. That's Sean, who's beautiful. Back this week. Yeah, maybe you should have said that whole thing.
No, I'm bald. Beyonce took all of my hair. Every last strand. It was everything.
Okay, I know our listeners can't see you, but I can see you, and you do, in fact, have hair on your head.
This is a wig.
It's a very realistic wig.
And they have those nowadays.
Again, we're back, as we are every Saturday. This time, we're a little bit early at 6 o'clock instead of 7. Sean's back. Patrick's at the control board. And everything is as it should be.
Is it, though?
I don't know. How should it be, then? You tell me.
No, it is. It's the circle of three. The power of three. The charmed ones.
Cubed.
The three musketeers.
Sports page cubed.
What's another? Ooh, I was about to say, what's another three?
Destiny Child.
Hello? What? No. Anyway. Charlie's Angels. I don't know another, like, band of three.
Are you done?
Can the we, Beastly
can,
Boys?
Can we go on? Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm finished. Go.
This is a sports page, not Sean's
Corner.
Comedy Hour, whatever you want to call it. You need your own segment called Sean's Corner, but...
Sean's Corner.
I mean, we're going to schedule it at the last minute of every show.
Okay.
We're going to do our closeout thing and just let you do your little stand-up.
All I need is 2 minutes to say choices, and that's it.
Jumping into the front page, Jeff Bannister is out as Rangers manager. It came out Thursday that he...
Whoa.
Good job, Sean.
My bad.
It came out Thursday that he probably wouldn't be the manager next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that information wasn't supposed to get out, so really they had no choice but just go ahead and fire him now. Over 4 years as Rangers manager, Jeff Bannister has a 325-313 record. He won 2 AL West Division titles, never won a playoff series. And his replacement for now, the interim manager, is Don Wakamatsu. He's taken over, and the Rangers did win in his first game as manager, 8-3, in a rain-shortened game. They only got 7 innings in. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Good. Well,
would they have won in a full-length game?
The Rangers of last year, no. They would have given up at least five runs in the ninth inning. But no, they probably would have still won. They,
yeah, it was 8-3, so.
7 innings.
In a press conference.
It's going to be the
In a press conference, JD did say that he's not fired because of the record this year, how bad the Rangers are losing, because that's mostly because they've traded away all their good players to get young talent in there. But, you know, it was just more of a communication thing. They needed a new voice. They're in a rebuilding mode. So, Jeff Bannister, I wasn't a fan of the announcement, but he is out as your manager.
Mm-hmm. They got to trim the fat. Rebuilding sometimes means that you got to take out the head coach.
I think they should bring back Ron Washington, but, you know, if he's off the...
Oh.
Cleveland...
Snortable chocolate.
Well, it wasn't chocolate he was snorting. Cleveland Browns win.
That was powder.
Y'all, they won on Thursday Night powder. Football against the New York Jets. It was their first win since Christmas Eve of 2016. 435 days without a win. Last time they won, Barack Obama was still president. And there were 6 Marvel movies that were yet to be released. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, mm-hmm. Spider-Man, Thor, Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. There's another R in there.
The third Thor movie.
No, he doesn't.
Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, and Ant-Man and the Wasp. Have you seen all those movies, Patrick?
No.
I've seen all except Ant-Man and Wasp.
We've only seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And Black Panther.
I watched a little bit of Homecoming.
Yeah, I got the gist of it. It's Spider-Man. There's been about 9 Spider-Man movies in the last decade.
Well, you can't watch one Spider-Man movie without knowing the others.
Well, no, they Marvel's came out and said that this Spider-Man is going to play an integral part in the future. So pretty much Iron Man or Captain America are going to die, or both of them are going to die. And like Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man.
So you're just spoiling the movies.
Captain Marvel. No, none of this has happened yet. Obviously, this
is stuff that's already out in the open.
Well, none of this has happened yet. These are rumors that
it could happen. What I said. Rumored.
Yeah. And Captain Marvel are supposed to be the new. I'm using air quotes. Captain Marvel. Those are supposed to be the new Avengers.
Well, for those people who haven't seen Avengers: Infinity War, a whole bunch of people died.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't say no, but none of the people I said died.
You did say. Never mind.
I said two people may die. But they didn't die.
But
and they didn't die. They're going to the quantum realm or something. They're going to come back.
Oh, apparently. My God.
Apparently. Okay. Back to sports. College. Go ahead. Finish.
But no, but I'm saying on the Spider-Man, they keep in the 10 movies they've had, they keep rebooting it because they keep changing the person playing Spider-Man.
But it's the same story.
Uncle
Ben dies.
That is wrong. No, because Iron Man hasn't been in any other Spider-Man stories.
Whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter with him being in it or not. It's still just, you know, the same story.
Can we move on from Sean's corner?
But the
this is my corner right now. You said mine is 2 minutes before the show ends.
But the Spider-Man Homecoming is the first Spider-Man movie that Sony actually worked with Marvel Studios on. The other ones were just licensed. Well,
this is the first time Spider-Man was in a different movie before he got his own.
Right.
So, going to local college football scores. Mm-hmm. Number 17, TCU is trailing 17-16 to the Longhorns right now. Calm down, Patrick. Calm down. Just chill out for a second. I got to find it. It's happening. North Texas and Liberty are finally underway. They were rain delayed for a while. North Texas is up 7-0. SMU beats Navy in overtime 31-30 for their first win of the season. Yes, Patrick, I know. I'm working on it. And number 1 Alabama beats number 22 Texas A&M 45-23. Blows them out. Those are your scores, college football scores. Now we're going to jump into around the NFL. We're going to talk Cowboys. Now, Cowboys are playing the Seahawks tomorrow at 3:25. It's the game of the week on Fox. Sean may have something to say.
No,
he didn't look very interested. Earl Thomas may or may not play in that game. As we know, Earl Thomas wants to play for the Cowboys. Cowboys Seahawks game, mm-hmm. He had run in the tunnel, chased down Jason Garrett, and told him to come get me. Cowboys tried on draft day to trade for him, offering the Seahawks a round 2 pick, second round pick. And now the Seahawks want a first round pick for Earl Thomas. But Earl Thomas didn't show up to practice this week, or is yesterday. And it is questionable whether he'll play or not. And the Seahawks have come out and say, Coach Pete Carroll has said it is not an injury. It's personal issues he's dealing with. Yes.
Yeah.
I think those personal reasons is he doesn't want to play for the Seahawks anymore. He wants to play for the Cowboys.
But is that a reason to miss out on your money and cause, like, rack up fines, though?
I mean,
because from what I read, it was like $1.6 million worth of fines for him missing the mini, I want to say it was a mini game or something, and training camp. And they said that the NFL Network reportedly came forward and said that some of the fees were taken care of, but not all. Well,
they'll be taken care of at the end of the season when Jerry Jones signs him, if they don't trade for him. Well, either way, they have to renegotiate his contract and re-sign him. But
They're saying that he's, well, obviously they should say that he's worth more. But do you think that's why they're holding out on the first round draft pick? Because second round isn't that bad.
And they wanted a second round on draft day, and the Cowboys didn't want to do it. Now they're offering a second round. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, no, it's a first round pick.
That's all that was.
And I think the Cowboys have the upper hand here because Cowboys can just say, screw it, we'll wait till the end of the season. He'll be a free agent, and he wants to come to us anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to give anything up. So the Seahawks can do whatever they want, but they're just going to lose him for nothing, at least get a second round, third pick, something out of it. Something
out of it.
But they're trying to act like they have the cards. The Cowboys want him. He wants to go to the Cowboys. So, yeah, give us an offer. But, no, it's the exact opposite. Because they have four more weeks to the trade deadline, or they're going to lose him. And he obviously doesn't want to play there. They're pretty much, I want to say they're rebuilding yet. They're 0-2. Hopefully 0-3 after tomorrow. But Seahawks are on the back burner. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. They'll be in rebuilding after this year if they're not already there.
That's true.
And
so if they are potentially entering rebuilding, does that mean that there could potentially be a new head coach coming?
I hope so. I hate Pete Carroll. I don't even really care that much for the Seahawks. I don't care about
the Seahawks anyway. It doesn't matter.
The hate for the Seahawks comes from Pete Carroll.
Really?
Because I didn't like him when he played
for USC. So it's not the team, period? It's just,
I mean, it's overall the team, just him being the coach. Him playing at USC, even though the Longhorns did beat him in the championship game for USC. But, when he has all that success in college football from pretty much cheating, recruiting violations, paying players, things like that, not actually cheating on the field. But
that was shady.
Well, I mean, it's proven. No, what's crazy is when USC and Texas played this year, it was last year too, but USC said they were 4-0 against all time against Texas, even though they lost to Texas in the national championship. But because of all that stuff and Pete Carroll got out of town, the NCAA came down on USC and said you have to negate all your wins from when he was a coach. Or there was certain years, I think it was a 4-year period.
Yeah.
They didn't say you got rid of your losses too. So they said they were 4-0, even though they lost. We're like, no, that didn't count. The NCAA said we had to get rid of it. Anyway, so no, it's documented. He just got the hell out of Dodge before all that stuff came out, and he went to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we feel for you, Seahawks.
No, we don't.
No, I do feel for that second. They should have just handed it off to Marshawn Lynch and beat the Patriots, but they passed it through an interception. Should have ran it. Okay, also another factor in this game will be if the Cowboys' D-line can continue to dominate. They had six sacks against the Giants. You could see all those Eli Manning memes.
And won that game.
Yeah, and the Seahawks kind of have just as bad an offensive line as the Giants do.
A lot of Giants fans came to work upset.
Can you call them Giants fans, though? I don't think they're real Giants. I think they're Cowboys haters. Who used to be Cowboys fans, and you're like, I'm not a Cowboys fan. No, that's half of Texans fans. I'll give Texans fans the benefit of the doubt since we're close to Houston.
They have to
but
be
a lot
Giants
of Texans
fans,
a lot of Eagles fans, a lot of Giants fans. Mm-hmm. You notice because you don't see many Washington Redskins fans up here. You know why? Because they haven't done anything in a while. No one's going to jump the bandwagon off the Cowboys and then pick the Redskins.
But these are legit Giants fans. Like, there's like five or six of them on my team alone. And like,
are they from New York?
They're from New York.
Okay. Yeah, that counts.
From New York, from New Jersey. So I was like, oh, y'all upset. It's okay.
Yeah, that, it's okay. That was bad. But yeah, the difference here is Eli Manning's not really a mobile quarterback as much as Russell Wilson. So you just got to see how Russell Wilson can get away from DeMarcus Lawrence and other players on the Cowboys defensive line. Mm-hmm. I think they'll get the same. I'm avoiding a word just so Patrick didn't keep that as a drop, but I think they'll get over.
Okay.
I think they'll get in the backfield,
but I think I want
penetration.
To.
I think they'll get in the backfield just as quick as they did against the Giants.
You know, I think I think it's worse that you whispered it.
Yeah, you might be able to. Well, that's why I said real quick, so it's hard for you to cut that out now.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I will spend 3 or 4 hours trying
to. I know you. You know, you make a good point. We're going to come
copy
up with that.
Pays, amplify.
So there's that. But I don't think most people are worried about the defense. It's Dak we're worried about. Is he going to continue to struggle? Without, Tavon Austin had a 64-yard touchdown last week, first mm-hmm. drive of the game. But other than that, he didn't really do anything. He only had about 160 yards passing, still under 200 yards for, I don't want to say dating back to last season, like 4 or 5 games. But, getting the passing game going, and then obviously Zeke's been struggling.
Yeah,
he's done okay. He hasn't done bad. Just for Zeke, he's been very average. Still has yet to break 80 yards rushing in a game. He does have a touchdown in each game.
Is it because he took all that time off?
Oh, that's shady.
Well, no, because actually he came back. His first game back was against the Seahawks last year after his six-game suspension. He did pretty good.
I mean, but he was the top rusher of the game.
And he almost had 1,000 yards last season, missing six games.
Yeah. So, maybe he just needs some time to heat up. I mean, this was only, game two?
To be fair, the Giants and the Panthers, the two teams they've played, have really good rush defenses. They like to plug in the box on defense, and it's hard for running games. Seahawks, not necessarily so much. So this could be a breakout game. I think they should pass to Zeke a lot more than they have been. But and not on 3rd and 20.
Is that opinion or fact?
That's opinion. They should. I mean, it's fact too. I think, you know, most people agree with that. I guess it's still not a fact whether everyone agrees with it. But The only time he's checking down, throwing it to Zeke. Third and 20. It's just kind of giving up, just kind of getting more room.
It's like,
for the
okay, let's, yeah.
Yeah, but Dak definitely needs to start chunking it downfield more often. Yeah, Romo would throw interceptions in opportune times, but he'll also throw for 400 yards a lot of games. He's a gunslinger. Dak, yeah, he's not going to throw an interception, but he's only going to get you 160 yards. He's had 300-yard games. He's had a handful of 200-yard games in his rookie year, but he just needs to get back.
So this leads us back to last year around this time where you said that Dak had the juice.
He does. Well, he does. I think he just overperformed what he was supposed to be. I still think he does. I mean, I don't think they're going to get rid of him. I mean, who are you going to go to?
No, they're not getting rid of
him. It's not like you have Romo sitting on the bench.
It's just that he was the hottest thing smoking coming into, what, two seasons ago. And then now, here we are.
I mean, he's still...
And everybody's like...
Performing as an average quarterback. I mean, I can take
but he's
easily 15.
Now.
Well, I'm not saying he is average. I think he's underplaying because he doesn't have anyone to throw to. There's no Dez. There's no Witten.
Yeah, that's true.
Travis Frederick's not on the offensive line. He's dealing with that immune disease. There's just a lot of things going on right now. And he barely played through the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but I think those are factors. Whether you like it or not, you can't say, well, you're just making excuses. They're factors. Whether, you know, he could break his leg and not play. You say,
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's not why he's not playing. It's a reason. It's a factor. Just the same with Romo. He never had an offensive line. That's why he's always hurt. Because they finally get him an offensive line, but he was always getting hurt. And he was coming back too early for the Cowboys. He was sacrificing himself. And so every time he gets hit, he gets hurt. That's just what happens. And now we're stuck with Dak while Romo's sitting up there in his cushiony broadcasting job. So now Tony Romo is better than me at two professions, football and broadcasting. Not that I have a profession in football, but he's just better at me at two different ones.
Cue the sad trombone.
Does it work now?
Whoa. Oh, my God.
I hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with this because it wasn't working before.
And now
oh, my God. Yeah. Turn that down. Whew.
I'll turn the phone down.
Jesus. Whoa.
I would like to say sorry. That's okay, Patrick.
I will no longer say
it's okay to make one mistake, but when the one mistake is your entire job, it's, you know.
Uh-oh.
Hey, no. Part of my job is making sure that it's live, and it's live.
It is still live.
Yeah, you're right. You just check out. I could do that job for you. Hey, Patrick, it's still going on.
We need to get some cheap intern to just look.
Yeah, we may or may not, but are definitely looking for an intern to maybe produce the show. Just to free Patrick up, because he can't,
you know,
he can't be focused on it staying live show long.
All show.
You know, we don't have listeners that'll text me, hey, I can't hear you.
Hey, the feed is on, but I don't hear anything.
And you can call into the show if you want to interview as an intern and take Patrick's job. I mean, run the board.
Feel free. I would love to have my Saturday nights free.
See, and now we're at a weird spot.
Whoa.
We're not at a weird spot. It's too early to take a break, but we don't have enough time to jump into the next segment. So, Sean, you're going to get Sean's corner. Go ahead. What do you have to talk about?
What do I have to talk about? Nothing really, to be honest. What should I talk about?
Okay, you just lost all your credibility.
I don't know. I wasn't ready. I was not
ready. What is your Cowboys Seahawks prediction?
Oh, game wise?
And it doesn't even matter because the Cowboys, who knows? Oh. They could lose by 30. They could win by 30. It could be a close game. It's just kind of.
I'll say. I'll say 13. 13-20 Cowboys.
My prediction is somebody's going to win.
Of course somebody's
going to win. Well, no, not necessarily. We've had three ties already this year. Three ties. That's most.
Three ties? There's only been... You talking about preseason?
No, this year there's been three ties in weeks one and two. The Browns tied in week one, the Packers tied in week two, and also who else tied? Don't have the information in front of me. I want to say Vikings.
So you think that this is the game for the Cowboys and the Seahawks to tie?
No, I said one of the teams will win.
Oh.
They will not tie.
They will not tie.
Are there any players you think that might have a better game or a worse game than we're thinking? Like, just tell me somebody who's going to have a bad game or a worse game than expected and one better. Who are your two X factors, man?
If Earl plays, he's going to have a bad game.
I think so, too. There's just so much going around this.
Oh, God.
Not maybe intentionally, but I think if he plays, he's not going to have a great game.
It could go either way, honestly. It could go really good to where he's like, nah, let me show them what I'm made of. You know, like, let me show them that, you know, I'm worthy to be on this team. That way, it's not a case of if, it's when.
Will the Cowboys go trade for him?
When he becomes a free agent, they can just, you know, scoop him up and be like, there's no doubt about it.
Unless another team just offers him an astronomical amount of money, he's going to be a Cowboy. He's going to be. Or unless the Seahawks say, hey, just give us a fourth round or something random. I don't think the Cowboys should go and get him. Their defense is playing pretty good. Do you think if
the Seahawks come for it and are like, you know what, we'll take that second round pick since, you know, you guys are
Jerry will probably be like, now it's a third round. Do you think he'll be like, no?
I still think they'll trade a second round.
You think he'll go ahead and take it a second?
He's a day one starter as soon as he's on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Minus DeMarcus Lawrence.
I would be petty.
On the defensive line, I think he may be the best defensive player.
I would be petty, but I would give him like third round.
Well, I mean, I'm not worried. You know, whatever Jerry Jones does, you can make, you know, say he's not a good general manager, but he can make a deal.
Yeah.
So I'll trust whatever his deal would be.
Well, and I'm pretty sure he can be petty too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely him very petty. But no, I think
if anybody's gonna have a crummy game,
man, that's such a good that's such a good score, 20-13. Not good as in good for performance, but a good prediction.
That's what,
because the Cowboys are right there. They can score 20 points and still struggle like they did last week on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. I'll say 24. I think they win 24-20, something like that. 20. Yeah, I think the defense plays better than giving up 20 points, but. It's kind of like the Giants. The Giants scored 13 last week or 17.
I want to say.
You are saying Cowboys win, right?
Yes, Cowboys win. But that was kind of at the end. Yeah, Giants
scored 13.
The Giants only had 6 points late in the game. So it's kind of just near the end that they were playing prevent defense.
Keep doing what it is doing. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I think. I think the Cowboys are blowing out most of the game. I think it's like 24-13 or something like that late in the game, and then the Seahawks just get a late score.
Just let Dak know, like you said, give it to Zeke, let him run.
Just throw it downfield. Just look downfield. If his offense, I mean, use your legs, run.
He doesn't want
to run. Man, he ran last week and it worked. He did. If the offensive line isn't keeping him safe and they're closing in on him, just run. I don't want to see you run around the backfield and then throw it to Zeke for 5 yards. If there's no one downfield, then just take off and run.
Maybe it's y'all as fans that are screwing him up. Maybe no. He's just scared to throw.
No,
it.
He's not scared. He did it last week a couple of times. He finally, I think he's listening to us. Maybe, but I mean, he can be the most accurate quarterback in NFL history and throw him 5-yard shovel passes all he wants, but it's not going to do anything. Nobody cares. Romo is a prime example. Is nobody in the Cowboys organization or no fan of the Cowboys cares about stats. They want rings because Romo broke every stat. He's the most winning, regular season wise, the winning most quarterback in Cowboys history. He's thrown for more passing yards, more passing touchdowns. He's done it all in the regular season. Nobody cares about that. They want rings. They want playoff wins.
They want, yeah.
And the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs this year. Boom! I said it. Probably not, but I think they will. I think the Eagles struggle with Carson Wentz coming back, and I think the Cowboys are going to win the division this year. But we'll talk more on that.
Really?
Later down the road.
That's quite bold of you.
It is a little bold of me. Thank you for saying that.
It is. Oh, my.
So, speaking of the Eagles, I saw just the side topic. I saw.
Okay, hold on. Patrick's going to talk about football. Let's go.
No, it's not even about football. It's just, it's just about the Eagles.
They suck.
I saw a joke
Pinterest or something.
You're not talking about the ring one.
No.
Okay, good, because they want a ring. That meme is no longer.
It says, you know,
the candy rings.
What do the Eagles and the post office have in common? Neither one will deliver on Sunday.
And you can make that joke really about any of them.
That is
Texas is beating sad. TCU 24-16 after three quarters, just so everyone knows. Upset alert. So we're going to go to a break. I'll give you a couple of teases. We are going to talk about armed robbers or attempted robbers running out of gas, nine-month-old infants getting punched in the face, and overdramatic weathermen.
I did not check.
Overdramatic reporters next on
I did not
the sports page on Action Media.
These topics. Okay, go.
Find us on Facebook at NextGenTX.
Tune in to The Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from The Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to The Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.
And we are back. Get ready for the soundboard this time. I don't screw it up this time. We're gonna jump into our segment as we do every week. The famed idiot of the week.
What the hell is wrong with you people? Go, dumbass!
And I could tell by y'all's reaction before break. I'm just saying, I'm gonna go out of order and talk about this one first.
No. Definitely go in order because I wanna read this one.
Okay.
So go in order. Does this have a link to it?
I was completely... Yes, they all have links to it. I was completely unprepared for that, Sean. Thanks for that. So,
where's the link? Okay, there it
goes. You gotta click on it.
The words are the link. You know.
No. At first,
let's get the IT guy in here.
Shut up. Mom wasn't coming up, so...
Well, don't trust the IT guy.
Come on, Patrick.
Get the audio to work.
That's what she... You could have... Never mind. Damn it,
Patrick. It would have sounded just like it when you said it.
Okay.
It's you.
Tish. Okay.
Nominee number one for Idiot of the Week. That's not what we're doing, Patrick. That's
can I just say,
one. I don't know why you brought that one up. That's not the first
can
one.
Can I just I say that I'm up. Upset
I got
that
you.
I was not here for...
Oh, yeah. Let's have a recap of last week's.
The dynamite.
The dynamite. Lady Mistaken's dynamite for candle lighting. She won Idiot of the Week last year and was...
I bet.
Last week.
No, because I was jumping into, and she's forever in sports page, whatever you want to call it, and she's nominated for Idiot of the Year. That's what I was getting to. I wanted to say inseminated, but that didn't seem like the right word.
Whoa.
Inducted.
Not inducted, because she's not going to be inducted so she win. See, what we're going to do is get all these stories, and I think we're going to pick three. We're going to vote behind the scenes and get three to bring to the table. To vote for Idiot of the Year. And those three will be inducted into whatever you want. Those three stories. Nominee number one for Idiot of the Week. Attempted robbery runs out of gas. I feel like I've We've talked about this. I even double-checked, fact-checked. This did just happen this past week. apparently, it's a common theme, you would think. But okay, take the money and run, but not before checking your getaway car's gas tank. Per the AP, Associated Press, if you didn't know that. Not Adrian Peterson. I know you thought that, Patrick. Authorities say a man's bid to rob a Pittsburgh pharmacy was foiled because his car had no gas. His car. Not a car he stole. Not a car. Okay, I got to jump in this car because it's convenient. His car. He drove this car to the place he was going to rob. I didn't read the whole thing yet.
Plug this up.
Where is this? A pharmacy. Okay, that's even... This is the favor right now. He robbed a pharmacy. Did he need like his medication or something that he couldn't afford? But he drove his car. The plan was to drive his car, which is the getaway car, and it didn't have any gas in it.
So the gas light
had to have come. Well, unless it's an old car, it didn't say what car. The gas light had to have come on before he even got there.
Okay, so maybe okay, and because this has happened to me before, maybe he has a floating gas hand. Where, you know, sometimes that hoe say it's full, sometimes they say it's empty, but you know you put
fair
gas
point
in.
But when you're preparing for this, is it one of the things that I don't care how much gas I have because I could go on a long police chase?
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Sean make his joke.
Wait. Okay. No, it's not a joke. It's a point. Okay.
Maybe he That's what she said. An irrelevant point, but go ahead.
Maybe he had put, you know, like 35 cents in the tank and thought it was going to, you know, be there for a minute.
What is he driving, a Prius?
No, he might be driving a Prius. No, that actually happens.
35 cents will go like...
That's why he had to rob the bank.
That actually happens
pharmacy.
A whole lot well, more than pharmacy. You think it would.
Okay, Sean, I apologize. That may be a valid point. Maybe he didn't have money to get gas, so that was the whole point of robbing.
He was robbing to get his gas money.
Police say 39-year-old...
He just couldn't make it to the gas station
first. Why would you?
Police say 39-year-old Anthony Scolieri...
Oh, nah, he's 39. No, never
mind. Fled the pharmacy Wednesday with a small amount of cash and got into his vehicle when he couldn't drive away. So he had already run out of gas. Maybe he just left it running. No, this is what happened. No, he pulled up. He said, I got plenty of gas. I can make it. But then he walked in and there was a long line at the pharmacy. So he had to wait a while.
So he left the car.
Maybe it was one of those days where you know how you'll be in your car and, you know, it'd be low. The gas light be on and everything. And you'd be like, I know my car. I know my car.
You're robbing a pharmacy. So plan ahead. Like maybe save 10 bucks before you... rob the place and fill up your car.
And that's why I said, you know, I'm not giving him any more excuses because literally you're old enough to know that if this is the way that you want this to go down, I don't care if you had like you're robbing this to get money for gas. You know, for a fact, you could have been like, hey, I got at least $2.50 on this debit card right now. Let me go and swipe this.
I mean, yeah, we all have that. We all know our cars, but none of us are planning on robbing anything.
Exactly. That's why I say he's pretty much a dumbass.
So that's why I say this is a favorite. To finish it off,
why he's
on the show right now.
This segment.
Let's see. When get the vehicle. When he couldn't drive away, he tried to run on foot, but was soon confronted by police. Authorities say Scolieri. I hope I'm saying that right. Write me a letter from prison if I'm wrong. Showed a cashier a pistol when he demanded cash. At least he didn't change his mind and try to open an account there. But they say the weapon was fake. He couldn't even afford a gun. And authorities recovered the stolen cash. Scolieri faces 3 counts of robbery and 1 count of being possession of an instrument of crime. Never heard that one before.
You know what? That kind of sounds like suspicious use of a vehicle to me.
That is very suspicious. Inside joke if anybody doesn't know what that means. So are there any more points we want to make before we move on?
No. It was oh my god.
Did you say points or puns?
Oh. I mean, I wanted to keep this going, but it kind of ran out of fumes there.
Okay. This was literally, you know what, I can't.
Neither could he.
Because the...
I'll be here all night. Well, actually, only until the end of the show because I have scheduling. See, Sean's really looking into this. He is studying these. He wants to make sure his vote counts.
No, I'm
he makes the right choice.
I'm just upset
because being the next gen or the next genie, whatever we're gonna make the award name, idiot of the year is gonna be a big deal. We're gonna try to contact these people just so y'all know. Whoever you know, when we get to that point, do we want to move on? I'm gonna move on.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's run on foot to the next story.
On foot because we ran out of gas. Infant hurt after fight breaks out at a Denton restaurant over extra plate. Now, we want to just kind of...
mark the fact that this is...
we'll put like this out 15 here.
15 minutes from us.
We're trying to be funny here, and I don't know how this turned out. I'm assuming the child is okay because it sounds pretty graphic what happens to a nine-month-old child. But it doesn't say in the story whether, you know.
It says no serious injuries.
Yeah, so I'm assuming.
But I was laughing.
So we can, we'll put that disclaimer out there before people start laughing. Yeah, because on our show prep, it doesn't say 9 month old. It was you know.
Yeah, the story isn't funny, but the way you said it, it made it seem like it was funny. I was like, excuse me, what is going on?
I mean, it is kind of funny. It's kind of crazy. I just want to make sure that people don't, you know, start sending us hate mail.
Disclaimer.
Police are looking for two women who assaulted their server at a Denton restaurant and injured a baby. Officers were called to the El Matador restaurant on Tuesday around 7 p.m. to break up a fight. When they arrived, the two women who had begun the fight had already left the Mexican restaurant.
So this sounds like the bank robber who they let why do you let them go before the police get there?
Yeah, we might throw the staff in this as well. As a nominee for Idiot of the Year. The server told police that two women had asked her for an extra plate and then got angry at how long it was taking her to bring the plate. You know, very good reason to be angry. I want to say these are large women. I'm just going to guess, throw that out there maybe.
Well, they asked for an extra plate.
You know, and I, yeah.
No, it's probably an there extra plate so they could share something.
That's a great point, Sean. So it's either two really skinny women or two really fat women. Either way,
no.
I love women, so don't. Yeah,
they were two women.
Hey, you know, the server said while she was taking an order at another table, one woman threw her food off the table. Well, why would you bring her an extra plate if she threw her food off the table? Who cares? You don't need the plate anymore.
Exactly.
Onto the floor, and then walked up to the server. She then hit the server, causing her to fall into a nine-month-old baby in a high chair, who then hit his head on the table. That's pretty, you know. Kids are resilient. They can fall downstairs. When the server was on the ground and tried to get back up, she says the woman tried to hit her again. However, she missed and punched the baby. So this baby got hit twice. Once, I'm assuming, in a high chair, hit his head on the front on the table and then got punched in the back of the head. The boy's mom then confronted the women, and the mother was punched in the face. So, you know, everyone's getting hit. Where was the father in this? Like, I want to feel that this happened. I wouldn't hit a woman, but I would get physical enough where y'all aren't going anywhere till the cops get here. I'm perfectly, you know, maybe not in this day and age. They might say I groped them and then, you know.
Maybe she was dining by herself.
Well, I mean, she had her child with her at least.
So, there's plenty of women that go.
Are you telling her she's a single mother? She might be. That would make this even sadder. The angry mother eventually chased the two women out of the restaurant. They left before police arrived. Police are trying to identify the women who began the fight. They did not release a description of the suspects. I'm guessing, again, are fat. Well, no, they said they threw their food on the floor. They wouldn't waste food like that. Don't care how angry the fat women were.
What the hell, Ashton? No.
Hey, no press is bad press.
It does not matter. I mean,
obviously, this woman, and not because she's a woman, but... She obviously is disturbed in some way because she punched somebody's baby and then got mad at the mother for being mad and punched the mother in the face.
It reminds me of, have you ever watched The Campaign with Will Ferrell?
No.
Y'all have never watched that?
Yes.
It's like obviously comedy.
Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So they're getting, you know, he's doing the whole kissing the baby, you know, shaking people's hands. And Zach Galifianakis and him they're going on a campaign for state senate or U.S. Senate, something, I don't know. And Will Ferrell's going to punch Galifianakis' character, and he moves out of the way, and I'm proud of myself for saying that correctly. And then there's just a baby there, and he punches the baby. He punches
the baby.
That's what reminded me, made me think this was funny. But Patrick brings up a good point. Like, if I'm in a fight and a child, like a road rage incident, which I normally don't get in, but if I'm arguing with somebody and then I see like their child in the backseat crying or something like that, then you're kind of like, okay, holy crap. But the child was here and got hit. Okay, first red flag there. You push someone down, runs a child. Holy crap, I'm sorry. This got away out of hand. I didn't mean to hurt the child.
No, she kept swinging and then hit the baby again. She was still upset because she still didn't have that extra plate.
You know, get her an extra plate, pick it up off the floor, whatever. You know, the food's already on the floor. And then she punches the mother, and then, I mean, finally she leaves. I'm thinking as soon as, if you're going to leave after that, as soon as the waiter falls on the baby, you get the hell out of there.
Well, my thing is, how, like, were y'all just this hungry, or were y'all just like this? It has to be something else.
Yeah, to throw your food.
Maybe they were on some sort of drug.
It sounds like it. Because, like, me, if I'm sitting up there waiting for a plate, honestly, I would have probably got somebody else. Like, another waiter or waitress.
Yeah, get up and go ask somebody, can I just have a plate?
Yeah, you know, and
give them a bad tip,
whatever. Don't assault a baby.
And then after that, I'm sorry for all the hostess and hosts out there.
Do you think they left a tip?
I wouldn't have left it. They got chased out the thing. No. Of course, they didn't leave a tip.
See, when I have really but bad
I would have left a shitty tip.
Like I always leave a tip. But when I have a like really, really, really bad service, I will walk out to my car in my spare change, and I will leave their tip in change.
Just to prove a point.
Prove a point, but also to let other people know. Because if your waitress jingles, you know they're not a good waitress.
Yeah.
Because good waitresses get the folding cash.
And I kind of have a rule of thumb. I usually never have really bad service. It's just, you know, they're not as nice to me or, you know, I don't know. They may have a bad day, but it still affects their tip. But I always leave minimum 10% tip. That's just like a standard.
Oh, you're sweet.
And then if they're really good, I go up from there. But.
Oh, you're sweet.
I would never have the instinct to throw my food at somebody.
No.
I mean, I don't even think they ate because they were waiting for a second. They weren't waiting for, you know, a to-go box. It was an extra plate, so they, you know.
Of course they didn't eat. But I don't understand how it got this far. That's my thing. Like, how did it get this far over a plate? Because, you know, when you get angry and you get mad, like.
You turn green?
No, like, I guess I know your thought process goes out the window. But you have to understand what you're getting.
You should have that
at, you know?
conscious thing when a child gets involved.
Like, I don't
crap, we have to step back and take a look at it.
Well, that should have stopped you right there. You should have calmed the hell down, but
and then just taking, you know, the child gets hurt, you just take whatever your punishment is, you know. Probably at that point it's probably a ticket. If you stop the situation, apologize, the cops get called, maybe they give you a ticket, maybe the mother doesn't press charges. But when you punch the mother in the face,
she hit the mother,
these people are going to jail if they ever find them, I assume.
But shout out to the resiliency in that mother, because like she was like, hit in the face. I'm gonna run you up out of here.
Well, you would think, like we said before, she may have been dining alone. You think somebody was there, she may have just left her 9-month-old in a car, unless she had her, you know, the 9-month-old in her arm chasing the.
If anything, the waitress was probably there carrying to the baby. That's what I think.
Yeah, if somebody pushed me into a baby, I'd feel terrible and be trying
exactly. to. Exactly. You know? I would have been. But honestly, if they would have. If she would have calmed down the situation, like not, you know, continue to go at the waitress and continue to go at the mother, I think it probably would have been. It probably wouldn't have been as better, but it would have been a better situation.
Because, you know, like when you push her and she falls,
hits like their head or they fall or something, if you run up to the baby and like, oh, you're okay, you're all right, you know, they'll kind of get out of that mode. But like if you, oh my God, like,
I wasn't trying to make a joke when I said kids are resilient. They could roll downstairs. I haven't had one of my children run downstairs, but I have a 5-year-old and he's about to turn 9 months.
I was about to say,
he's freaking falling. You're like, oh crap, he must have broken his arm or broken his leg or got a concussion. Like, no, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's just, he may cry a little bit, and then how you react, it may be overall.
Exactly.
You know, their bones are, you know, not as hard as ours. That's a weird way. They're hard, but you know, the growing, they can take more punishment.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird way to say it, but you know, like I said, the baby is probably fine. I don't think she got a full on contact with the baby when she punched him.
Exactly.
Or her, didn't say the gender, but I think after you knock the baby, the waiter into the baby, you're like, crap,
this should have been your stopping point. Let's stop this.
Yeah. But no, hits the baby again.
Yeah.
Hits the mother.
I agree.
Runs outside.
She had to been on.
So, and we will update this if we get pictures or video of these women. Surely the police will find them.
It's surprising that, like, you know, in this, and everyone has their phone. When that kind of thing goes down, why is your phone not out recording this?
I'm sure there are. This just happened this week. So I'm thinking, you know,
somebody probably has
it. Just had, you know, they probably get the police. The police will scan it before they just put it out there.
Yeah.
So that's nominee number two.
Okay.
Punching baby in the face and then running off.
Angry over a plate.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Over a plate. And then the robber runs out of gas. Nominee number three. I'm sure everyone's heard of, everyone's seen this video. It's gone viral. Weatherman braces for Hurricane Florence while two guys walk behind us as if nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Oh,
put a little, another disclaimer out there. We're hoping any victims from Hurricane Florence. We know some people have died and there's still a lot of destruction and things going on. But this video, you cannot watch this video and not laugh. The over dramatization of this reporter. I think it says weatherman, but he's not really a weatherman. He's out in the field reporting on the hurricane. Obviously, if he's any one important, he wouldn't be out in the hurricane.
True.
But
because they wouldn't sacrifice their good people.
Duh. They're down in the storm.
While Hurricane Florence, and Patrick will post this on Facebook, by the way. Just so you can see the video. The video is, you know, I can only do so much. I know I'm pretty talented at descriptions, but you really have to see this video. With Hurricane Florence pummeling the eastern seaboard, reporters are shooting outdoors in storm-drenched areas to show viewers at home how serious the storm is. As a result, Weather Channel reporter Mike Seidel is making a big splash. No pun intended. That was kind of stupid.
The article's where it's not Ashton's.
Yeah, that's, he didn't fall in, never mind. But probably not in the way he'd like. A video of a live segment of him in Wilmington, North Carolina, shows him bracing his feet where he was standing, presumably so he wouldn't blow away or blow over during the segment. That would be a splash if he did. There was just one problem. While Seidel looked as if he was needing to guard against the wind and the rain, two people walked behind him as though nothing was wrong and ruined the appearance of dire conditions. Thoughts. So this is.
I mean, this just shows
prime example of gotcha journalism.
Of sensationalism.
Yeah.
Yes.
agreed. And I want to use the hashtag fake news, but that got politicized. I don't want anything political. But trash. That's, you know, fake news, right?
Hashtag fake weather.
Making
news.
Make fast hashtag fake weather news. That's just making, you know, making people. Of course, if he's just standing there, I understand. Like we're watching, you see over the side another angle. I think it's a video. They're just standing out there in the rain. Nobody really cares about that.
I mean, she cut, like, it shows her, like, catch her hat, but you see the hat moving, like, but she's not acting like she's getting bundled. Like, this dude was almost pulling, like, a mimery.
Yeah, like, well, he wanted to be holding on to something. These people just walk behind in flip-flops and shorts, nonetheless.
So, you know that, well, like you said, that this had to have been a reporter that didn't nobody really care about. Because he was like, this is my time to shine, you know, like they're putting me out in the field.
Yeah, if he was,
I'm gonna show that.
Yeah,
I'm really,
if he was
good
a prime reporter, he's not.
And it kind of tripped him up.
He's like, who cares? Like we were talking about earlier, Anderson Cooper. If Anderson Cooper was out there, he's like, fuck, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah, well, like Anderson Cooper, like even him, like even his story.
Oh yeah,
it was sensationalism because it showed Anderson Cooper in waist deep water, and then all the camera crew was standing in the water was at, you know, like shoe height.
And to his credit, it may not have been him doing it. It may have been his
producer.
His producers telling it. I know how demanding producers can be, Patrick. tell them we need a good shot, you know, and it, you know, you look everywhere, well, it's just rain, it's just rain, it's just rain. And this is the Weather Channel. Nobody's just sitting at home watching the Weather Channel unless there's a hurricane going on or or bad weather. It's not like it was just a cut on the 5 o'clock news to the weather. Then you could just be standing there talking, giving an update. But they needed a shot, and unfortunately, somebody ruined the moment by those guys walking behind. It's almost like, have you seen those? It's just like a contemplation, a compilation of a bunch of different videos where there'd be a live reporter. Somebody goes up, grabs the mic and cusses or something. Or says something really inappropriate, and the guy's just kind of
really,
like, stand.
I really want to say
that. Yeah, I know. Really hard, you know. Everyone's heard that one. Right, and the guy's just like, what the hell do I do now? You know,
right in the...
Yeah. That one's going through everyone's mind right now. That's almost like people are like looking over... One. Do you think those guys may have been looking at him like, what is this idiot doing? Well, it looks like a...
I mean, for a little bit, you do see the one that was in, like, basketball shorts just kind of, like,
and
standing
flip-flops.
There.
And flip-flops. Yeah, he's
but
just...
But I think he was only standing there because it's like, I'm on TV right now.
Yeah,
type
right?
Type of thing. Like,
but surely they had to know what's going on. Like, what is this guy doing? There's a camera
He was kind of pretty extra, though. Like, yeah, my God, they got heavy winds out here. Like,
you know, and they trash. Could just turn down his mic and make him talk louder. To give some kind of, you know,
dramatic.
Yeah, dramatic, you know, and that's not that even that big a deal. But
I don't think the network asked him to do that. I think it was just him personally.
Either way, like, if it was his fault, if it was his idea or not, he's the one that's taking the fall. Because nobody, how many people are saying, gosh, what was it, the Weather Channel? Nobody's saying anything bad about the Weather Channel. They're just talking about this guy. And maybe he should have picked a better shot where people weren't walking behind him. You know, maybe put a building behind him or something. But
I mean, do they shoot those live? I don't know.
At the time, that was probably live because you have the reporter out there. Maybe the Weather Channel, I'm not sure because it's constantly going. They may not have them on their live. No. I'd like the 5 o'clock news when they break to the street reporters. But yeah. See, like it's showing this footage right here.
If he was standing right here, it would make more sense because there's signs being
but
ripped
off. But he's
the
not
going
to be standing out there in that weather. He waited for it to calm down, is what they did.
Of course. He was out there
before it hit.
Before it got that bad.
He did this before it got this bad.
That's even a better point. Maybe he did it before and recorded it. It wasn't live, and then they played it later. So that'd be
you
a
know
very
what?
Good point
that
too.
That's a possibility too. Like, go ahead and record it now because we know the storm is going to be dramatic,
and then we'll just play it on later.
And we'll just play
because, like you said, there's a guy in there in shorts and flip flops, and you know, man, he didn't seem to care that the hurricane was happening.
Care.
So before we vote, if you're listening right now and want to comment your vote in, we'll definitely take that into consideration. We, as in Patrick and Sean, may think. I have my mind made up, so
I
really don't care.
I have my mind made up, too. So
okay, so
go ahead.
We have the burglar runs out of gas in his own car after robbing a pharmacy. Infant hurt after two women throw food at a waitress and push her and punch a baby and the mother.
Over a plate.
They didn't get an extra plate. And then the weatherman bracing for a hurricane and the winds and all that while two guys walk behind him completely normal. Sean, you weren't here last week. We'll go with you first. Who's your vote?
Oh, for last week, it was Dynamite that Stick Lady.
Doesn't matter.
She
won anyway.
So.
Well, yeah, if you would have picked mine, I would have had a
Dynamite Stick Lady is she's.
If he
would have
picked
horrible.
Mime, so the weatherman, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. No. I would have had a revote for the last week, but
for this week, I would definitely say that it was the robber. Because the whole situation was dumb. That has to be the robber.
Yeah, that's just, I mean.
It's, come on.
Other ones we can think in context, maybe not the lady punching the baby. I don't think that's much as an idiot is just a
poor
bad
decisions.
Situation. Yeah.
Poor decisions.
I mean, the first one's poor decisions too. And the weatherman thing, I mean, it's probably something that everyone tries. He just got called out for it.
You know, if the bad thing about it is if nobody was behind him walking, everybody would have thought it was real.
But not as many people would have even saw that video.
See,
probably
everyone thinks the news is real, but they lie to you.
Everybody thinks Facebook's news.
If you're getting your main source of news stories from the 5 o'clock news and Facebook or any social media, you're not very informed about anything, because you're getting the entertainment value of it. You're just getting what the headlines are. You have to dig deep into things. I'm not going on a rant here, but you know,
so you're saying, do some research, people. So you're saying that they just need to trust Next Gen.
Exactly. We would never do anything like that.
We report the real news.
Yes, we sit here in our cushiony two-story, and the second story of our Next Gen Studios. We don't exaggerate anything here at Next Gen Media. Okay. At least when it comes to news and facts, we'll give you the true story.
And then, of course, we'll give you our thoughts behind it.
Okay, Patrick, who is your vote for? Who's the idiot of the week? He really has to think about this.
We only got 4 minutes, so don't think too long.
I honestly agree with Sean. The robber running out of gas in his own vehicle.
And yeah, I'll make that 3. It's a clean sweep for Idiot of the Year. Because I like to think in context. Like, what could be other options or other things that are going on here that we don't know? And there's no scenario I can think that, oh, I get it in this situation.
Yeah.
So
it was just stupid. If you wake up in the morning and it's like, this is the day that I'm going to rob this. Like,
honestly, go down your checklist. Okay, I got my fake gun. I'm going to go rob the pharmacy. I got that checked. I probably did some research at the pharmacy about, you know, the layout.
On your way to the pharmacy, you would have known.
You know, there's probably a gas station outside the pharmacy he robbed, too.
It's probably next door.
And it was low because it said he couldn't get away. So it was, you know.
It was close to a Shell station.
You know. It had to have been.
So,
or a QT. Cha-ching. You know.
Quick trip.
Well, free advertising there.
No, it wasn't a quick trip at all.
The QT's not everywhere, so some people, if they're listening.
Where was that again?
So how long was he in the car? Okay, never mind.
Where was that again? Click on the thing. I remember Denton was the baby one. North Carolina was a hurricane.
Obviously.
Where was this one? Well, it could have been South Carolina. Remember it said scroll down.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they may not. I know they have QT's up in Virginia and things like that. I don't know how far north that goes.
Well, they got Exxon and Shell stations everywhere, so
I mean,
it's one of those.
I'd probably, you know, rob a QT before anything. No, Dame, you'd have your money quick. Like, QTs or Chick-fil-A's.
Maybe they thought you
go in there and bam, they have the register open. They're scanning, you know, they're giving your. You're in and out of QTs or Chick-fil-A's fast, so why don't you go rob those places?
Why rob a pharmacy?
I mean, I love QT. That's my thing. Yeah, that's part of the idea. Why are you robbing a pharmacy?
Most people have insurance.
Well, first of all, why rob a pharmacy? If you're not taking the pills where the real money is.
You should
have
took more than... Maybe he used to work there.
Well, the thing is, you want cash in that situation. Who's paying cash for any of their prescriptions that are expensive?
Not the expensive stuff?
Yeah, you're not shilling out $100. You're just using your card.
Exactly.
If it's not covered your insurance. So how much... like it said, it had a small amount of cash is what he got. So he couldn't even afford to fill up his tank.
He was high too.
But I mean, that would make to steal the pill.
Yeah, and it says high cash.
But you know, when you're like high on that stuff,
you throw your food on the floor and punch babies.
That too, but also you don't think in the correct order, which would explain the reason for not having gas and for robbing a pharmacy. So, go to where the real money is. Go to a McDonald's.
I mean,
go to.
You
go
can't
to,
argue with that.
Honestly, like literally everyone, like especially with like a lot of their menu being, you know, $1, $2, or $3.
Everybody got some.
Everyone's
a
giving
dollar
them
or
ones.
$2.
Yeah, like they get.
Rob a strip club. You know they got plenty of ones.
Strip club has
that
has
may have been the smartest thing you've ever said, Sean.
Hey, just bum rush it. Run in and run out.
No.
But he wouldn't have been able to run too far because he didn't have no gas.
I mean, obviously he's not a runner. So.
And he would have been in the car for... You know what? How are you not a track and field star?
Upset alert.
If
upset
you're not
alert.
Gonna put gas in
the
your car.
You know what? University of Texas Longhorns beat number 17 TCU 31-16.
I know you big mad, huh?
Hook 'em. North Texas beating Liberty 14-7. Sorry to interrupt. No. So this guy, does it say his name? I know it says his name. I had trouble. Scolier?
Anthony Scolieri.
Anthony Scolieri. Congratulations. You have been a spy sweep. That's the first sweep we've had, I think, for Idiot of the Week. You have been voted Idiot of the Week, and you are nominated for Idiot of the Year later this year.
Because you're facing three counts of robbery and one count of possession, we'll put some money on your books if you win Idiot of the Year.
That is a good idea. Let's try to contact this dude.
We'll put some money in his
seriously.
Yeah, on his books.
Let's write him a letter. No, I'm being serious. Write him a letter. Get the letter to him. Maybe we could interview him. Not even kidding. If we can get an interview and record it before.
We are not doing this.
No, I'm not even kidding. We could at least get a hold of him. It wouldn't be hard to find him in prison and get him a letter. Maybe he wouldn't want to do it.
Hey,
I can see maybe he's a good sport and wants to do it. But we will tell him, if you do the interview with us, you know, we'll give him 20 bucks. 20 bucks is a lot of money.
And honestly, if he's opposed to doing an interview, we could tell him, hey, we're doing a documentary. We think you're innocent, and we're trying to prove it. And he would probably do the interview for us.
We are not.
I mean, what is our angle?
We are not going to be a Netflix special.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Kardashian himself, God rest his soul, could not get this guy out of prison. And he got OJ free.
That's not going to happen. We're
speaking
not
of OJ, have you seen the photos of the new Bronco that Ford's coming out with?
Nobody cares.
Is there a joke here?
No, like literally 2019. There's gonna be a
okay.
New
you're
Bronco.
Fired. If there's not a joke there, that's the. Oh yeah, this is what we have to bring up.
That's a real thing.
Although the first photo, which was like a teaser where you could kind of like see the lights and a little bit around the lights, the Bronco was white.
Did it come with a free pair of gloves?
It should.
I'm going to
leather gloves
here.
That match the leather steering wheel.
Maybe a knife.
It was beautiful, engaging with you guys.
What would their motto be? Don't listen to your wife. Screw your wife. You could kill her if you buy a Bronco. Something like that. No.
And that was the sports page. Thank you for listening.
Join us in 2 weeks because we're going to be off next week. Scheduling.
We
conflicts.
Have a bye week.
Oh, you're not going to do it.
I thought you were out of town.
We're going to be out of town, but you're not going to continue this show?
No, we're going to maybe late night sports.
And vote against yourself? Well, yeah. If you don't have a sports race, you need to do
the I may come up with Idiot of the Week, and we'll do like a Facebook poll or something like that.
Even if you
but
do the late night sports mix on Saturday.
Maybe. But that's end for the end's going to end it for this week.
Any announcements? Anybody?
Keen FC tomorrow. If anyone cares about minor league soccer, I'll be calling that game. They're going for their third win in a row. They're in first place right now.
So do you get to do this one from home, or do you
on next gym meet? No, I'm gonna do it from there.
Oh,
when do you get to start doing it from home?
Well, I did it when I did the first game from home.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like the better deal to me, honestly.
I mean, if I could do this from home, I'd be doing it from home. I don't drive all the way up here and see y'all's ugly faces every day.
Oh, this is the highlight of your week. This beautiful, gorgeous face.
This is a beautiful studio. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And this gorgeous face to your left is I. You're happy
to be
in my presence.
Well, this is perfect right here. There's a mic blocking your face. I can't even see.
You see me now? You see me? There you go. Dimple? No dimple.
Can't hear me.
Dimple? No dimple. Anyway.
I'm Ashton Nix, and that does it for the sports page. Any final thoughts? Anything at all?
No. You can listen to me on Wednesdays.
For the teapot.
No, you don't have to. We already have a drop for that. Cowboys will win. Longhorns already won. Hook 'em. And I have a feeling this Idiot of the Week, Anthony, whatever his name is, will be favorite. Maybe be a number one seed in Idiot of the Year. I'm just, you know, spoiler alert.
You just want to put money on his books.
I do.
Should we do something special when it comes to the weeks where we have like a clean sweep? Or like
so, no, we're going to do the last show of the year. I don't think if Patrick Field, you and John, we're going to do like an awards type thing, like the Nexies or something. And we're going to come
that's
like
cute.
One of the awards is going to be Idiot of the Year. And we could get this guy just to have him record a speech in case he wins. That's his speech.
Not.
Well, I'm going to look into that.
Oh, my God.
See you. If not next week, the next week. If not that week, the next week after that.
All right.
We'll be back eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook at NextGX.
Tune in to The Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from The Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to The Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.